You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Now it's time for our chat with one of the most important minor parties about the political hot potatoes of today and tomorrow. This week I spoke to Brooke about the ACT Party's new truancy policy and their alternative to the Resource Management Act. Here's that chat now.
ACT has proposed an on-the-spot fines for parents of chronically truant children as part of a new school truancy policy. Tell me about this new policy and what it looks to address.
What we have in New Zealand is chronic truancy. Around 60% of kids are not regularly attending school, and that's not good for their long-term outcomes, but it's not good for trying to learn in the meantime. And so we want to incentivize kids to get back to school, and we want to incentivize parents to care about their own kids' education. And by doing so, we've put in place a new truancy policy to firstly say, if you are a school, you actually need to know how many kids are not attending school regularly and actually report this directly to the Ministry of Education. And there are over 100 schools that are not doing this regularly. So we need to get attendance records up to date. But second to that is making parents take a little bit more charge of what's going on in their own family's lives. And so we've put in place a new system, and it's based on the COVID traffic light system, which everybody's very well aware of having three colours of green, orange and red. And it just says, you know, if a kid has been at school for more than 90% of the time, they're in a green light and that's okay. If the kid is between 90 and 70% of the time there, they've gone into a bit of an orange area, and the school really should be reaching out to the parents to say, what's going on here, and having a bit of a family conference. If the child is attending school less than 70% of the time, they are in red, and we actually need to have this taken seriously. And so we're saying if parents are not seeing their children attend school, they should be fined for it. In the same way that if you're speeding on the way to school, you can get a traffic offence. So it's possible to have infringement offences, but we think it's incredibly important for parents to take ownership of their own children's lives, make sure that they get a good education, that they're turning up to school, that they know where they are, and if they're not, they're incentivised to do so.
Now, the Associate Education Minister, Jan Tinetti, has said that previously these fines have been tried and they have not succeeded. What are your thoughts on these comments? And I'm reading here that she has more or less put it on raising awareness of how important education is as opposed to implementing this punitive approach.
Oh, education is incredibly important. I think it's the foundation for anybody's life because it gives you more opportunities. If you can read well and you can write well, you can get a driver's license, you can get a bank account, you can go on and sign an employment agreement. If you can't read and write, you can't do any of those basic things. You know, we're failing kids, they can't do those real basics of life. But when we go back to the issue of Jan Tinetti saying this is something that they've already tried, in some ways it has been. But they have tried to impose it through the court system to say that, you know, if there's a severely truant child, the school has to take this family to court and go through a very long process. There's only been one person in the last 5 years that has gone through this whole process because it's so burdensome. And so we don't want the onus to be on a school to have to pay all that time and resource costs by going through the courts. We believe the police should be able to be involved and issue a fine on the spot. In the same way, like that speeding fine example, where you don't have to go all the way through the court system for a traffic cop to tell you that you've broken the law or you're not doing what's right under the rules and regulations, and it takes years to get through that process, they can issue it on the spot. So we're saying, yep, the government has tried to do a little bit of the approach that we'd like to do, but we'd like to take it much further and make it simpler for it to actually be implemented, because I don't believe it's worked because it's so burdensome on the schools at the moment.
With the charging of these tickets, or you know, if the policy really were to be introduced within schools, would this be something that schools themselves would charge, or Would they work with police? And I guess where would the money from his tickets go? Would that also go towards the school?
Well, what would end up happening is the police would be involved. So going back to that traffic light system, you know, the schools, we believe, should every day be taking attendance records. They should be putting them into an electronic system that goes back to the Ministry of Education, and that's linked by the schools to people's names, and it says this kid has attended or this kid hasn't. Like we saw with the COVID updates every day, and we saw how many case numbers there were, we should be able to see how many kids are not attending school that day in real time, not with any of their identifying details, of course, but so we can see what the trend is, if it's getting worse and if it's getting better in real time, rather than in a year or 2 years when attendance records actually get released. That will give us a real indication of the problem. But if we've got kids in that traffic light system who are attending school less than 70% of the time, and it would be captured in real time because the schools are actually doing it, you would be able to get the police and the Ministry of Education involved to say, right, this kid is excessively truant, and it's going to start affecting their education pretty badly. So we need to get the family involved, at which point they would have under AMBER. If that kid's still not attending school and the family already know, we need to incentivise those parents to actually care about their kid's education. So the police would become involved. And if they still do not send their children to school, to get an education to help them for the rest of their lives, they should be fined to give them an incentive to get those kids to school in the morning.
The ACT Party has put forward a policy to replace the Resource Management Act by separating urban development and environmental protection.
Well, look, the Resource Management Act that we've currently got is so unwieldy. It's huge, and it pretty much holds back our living standards in New Zealand. You know, the biggest driver of poverty in our country is housing and the rising costs of housing, and a lot of young New Zealanders are really struggling to see buying a home as an achievable goal or an attainable goal. So we're hearing more stories of people going overseas rather than feeling like they can have a future in our country. And that's what the ACT Party wants to reverse. We want people to feel like they have a future here. And we believe that getting those rules and regulations around how you build and develop and how you protect the environment safely at the same time is really important. What we've seen over the last few years is so many rules and regulations stopping building and development and housing, infrastructure, building sites, and it's really holding us back as a country. So the ACT Party wants to simplify it and say we want two new laws, one environmental protection and the other for urban development. And it goes back to the fact that we should be able to build on our own land with simpler rules than what we've currently got. And we should be able to allow for shared resources like lakes, rivers, streams, the air that's polluted, to be in the control of local councils, because it's the people in the area that are directly affected by pollution or by runoffs into streams and waterways that should have more say on what the appropriate level of pollution and what the costs and the rules around it should be, rather than it all being around the country dictated to by the government saying you can't build this, you can't do that, you can't have a road here, you can't do this and this and this, and it's holding us back as a country, and we have to do better.
That was our regular catch-up with the ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.